Good morning. 00 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees.
KDXQ testing on the M1KE using AllStarLink. KD8DXQ clear.
Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees.
WYRC Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees.
NAWRO, good afternoon now, Dave.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. How's your day going?
Very good. Nice weather we're having here. I do love the fall weather. And spoke to John earlier this morning, Wally a little bit ago on Statewide 1, and other than that, not much going on. I hear you already got your time in for this week, so I assume you're perhaps catching up on sleep or maybe doing other stuff.
I'm just relaxing today, getting ready for the meeting later on. Do you know, are you, you and Wally, I heard something about you guys are meeting up at Coney Island or Patello's or something like that. Did Wally figure out, or did you guys figure out where we're meeting there?
Yeah, Dave, it's going to be the Coney Island that Tom and I normally go to prior to the meeting. And that is on Garfield, right across the street, but south of MISD, just north of 19 Mile. And they have really good quick service, so we're thinking about meeting there at 6 o'clock.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I might join you guys. But see how the day goes and trying to get... Try to relax, and so I don't want to do it too much, but I want to try to get some stuff done for the meeting. So it depends on how that process goes, but yeah, sounds like it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to the meeting tonight. I think we'll have a good meeting. I think things are. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Yeah, I spoke to Mike a little bit on DMR, I think it was yesterday, and kind of the same thing, just always enjoy, I don't know why it is, but I guess it's a good thing, we enjoy the in-person meetings. And I'm just curious, do we actually have like a topic for this meeting? In other words, should we be bringing our laptops?
I am planning on going over ResGrid for the first half of the meeting. And then I believe Mike is going to do some WinLake stuff. So I will send it out an email when I get home and make sure everybody brings their laptops, and that way then they can kind of follow along. I wanted to do that before that one meeting. I was telling everybody to bring their laptops, but then we were having problems with registry, so I didn't want to. We didn't get a chance to, but this next one. cancels this one. That is the plan, at least.
Alrighty, that sounds good. It answers the question. That'd probably be a good idea to put that out then for those that might not think about it. And then just an FYI, one of our newer members, the one that works for the Coast Guard, number 27, Brian, ZRI is his suffix. He's just going to be late. He might not be able to make it until 8 o'clock. I told him, oh, definitely show up anyways. It's not like you have to be there on time. If you can make it part of the meeting, that's certainly better than not. So he might show up late, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's totally fine. I'd rather some of the meeting than not. You can meet some of the leadership team and kind of get to know people and stuff like that. So that'll be good for sure. And it's good to have him along. I'm excited to meet him.
And then, Dave, the last thing to save you some trouble, I don't necessarily need a Xerox of the code of conduct that you have, but, if maybe you could have a list of who's already turned them in so I don't, so I don't dog them, and I can just check them off my list. I mean, as long as one or the other of us have it turned in, I think it would be fine, but it's totally up to you. Whatever makes it easier for you.
Yeah, I can get that to you. I was going to get that yesterday, and we had some things going on yesterday, and Leo's birthday. So I will do that today and try to get that a list of, I think it's only like two or three guys that have turned it into me. And then obviously I'll make sure that, I'm on the list as well, so.
Okay, and if that's all that it is, then we could just do that at the either just before the meeting. I'll be sure to be there before 7, and you and I can just compare notes, and we'll check those off of my list, and that'll save you something. It's up to you how you want to do it, but we can do it that way as well.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fair to me. I'm good with that.
All righty. Sounds good. We'll probably see you at National Coney and Garfield then around 6 p.m. And then we'll be, of course, at the meeting before 7. And I do believe Dean's setting up at the meeting, so he's going to have access to the room early, which is fine.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Definitely sounds good. And if Dean needs help, I'll reach out to Dean and see if I can... I'll be available for him as well if need be. So, sounds good.
Yeah, I as well. I'm going to be in that area early anyways. So if he's there, I may stop by prior to the 6 p.m. Time and might set up the sign-in sheet and the signs I have for the code of conduct and get that all set up if Dean's already there anyways. Then you can kind of watch it, but it's only paper. So, but then I might just head out to the National Coney to be there at 6, and then we can have a bite and get back over there. But it'll all work out. So, all right, sounds good, Dave. I appreciate it. This is NAWRO. After you, sir.
Sounds good, Tim. I appreciate it and appreciate your hard work and what you guys do. And looking forward to tonight. So, alrighty, we will talk later, and I'll be clear. This is K8YNU.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 42 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees.
Pretty comfortable, and
really. So they had breakfast and whatnot. So rooms are clean and service was good. So it was nice.
That's a good thing. Yeah, like I say, we may check that out if there's a next time. But yeah, that was probably, you talking about breakfast. That was about the only good thing. Really, the good thing about the motel was the breakfasts were good. We ate there every morning and we were fed really well. You know, it wasn't a bad. You know, I don't make it sound like it's a terrible motel. It's just, you know, it's the bottom of the line, the type motel, and a lot of the people that come in and out of there are you know, contractors, you know, people that are working in the area, staying overnight. You know, they just need a place for the night and such. But there were, you know, a few others, but it worked out good, and I'm glad for, you know, like I say, maybe next time something else.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So, you know, when you're staying somewhere, you know, for me at least, it's like the room's got to be clean, the beds have got to be comfortable, and you know, you got to have some good service. If any one of those are off, I won't stay there again.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. Yeah, there's just, I don't know, I could say it. At its moments there, we had one of the nights there, sitting there watching the ball game, and all of a sudden the fire alarm or smoke detector went off in the hallway, and I'm like, what's going on, you know, and I'm like, I'm not going anywhere until somebody knocks on the door. I smell the smoke, it finally went off. I don't know what caused it, but it's like, man alive, it's just a little unnerving, you know. The last time, we were there, we had 5 Pecosta County Sheriff cars there, and now we got this. Like, I think it's enough.
Yeah, for sure. I don't blame them. That's, I guess, a little much after a while. It's like, that's excusable. But it happens again. I don't know.
Yes, I agree on that one. So, yeah, like I say, you know, next time we'll see what happens there. But hey, what'd you think of the wedding there? It was quite a crowd. It was a good wedding. What'd you think?
I think the ceremony went well. I think, you know, a lot of people showed up. I think the ceremony went really well. It was a good day, beautiful weather, you know, and can't ask for anything more, you know.
As well, at AWCB, as I say, it was a beautiful day, beautiful weather. In fact, I went over prepared. I had heard that it was going to be chilly up there days before, and packed, and as it kind of unfolded, it's like, it's going to be warm today, and I ended up having to go to Walmart and get a couple of polo shirts. It's like, I couldn't take it anymore. It's like, this has been too warm up here for me, and the ceremony was good. It was a good lead game, a good charge. I think Mom and I said, as a dad, he kind of overdid it there to Brady, but it turned out really well.
Yeah, it did. It did. It's like, you know, everything went smoothly. It was a good wedding, good ceremony, hopefully, hopefully they'll look back on it and make good memories, and you know, they can enjoy, you know, they enjoy their day, and you know, that's what matters.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's their wedding, their day, and yeah, like I say, you know, from the services to the, you know, the ceremony to the reception, really did a nice job. Did a lot of hard work to prepare for it, and we helped with some of the preparations. I'm glad to be able to do that. And food was simple, and like I say, it just I fell into place real well. Like I say, just the turnout was like wow, especially for a Monday at 12 noon wedding.
Yeah, I was a little concerned on the date and time, but you know, it all worked out like that. Like I said, there's you know, a lot of people that showed up, and I think, you know, being on a Monday, it's not bad. It's like, you know, so it's on a Sunday, you know, people are in church, and you know, they have a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff going on there. You know, Sunday, you know, Saturday, it's like, you know, people are getting ready for church, and you know, the, you know, they're getting ready for church, or they're, you know, they're getting ready for, you know, the weekend, and you know, so I think, you know, Monday, it worked out, and you know, that being a holiday, you know, that I think that kind of helped as well.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I don't know if there have been people up, you know, the day on Monday was Columbus Day, or Indigenous People's Day, you know, whatever you want to call it, but yeah, that probably could have played a role as well. I know that you know, a lot of the people of the church, they're retired, and there's a lot of Kobiak people that came down, and relatives of that. Originally, it was going to be a really small wedding, maybe 40, but there was sure a lot more than that. So like you say, it was well planned out. There seemed like there was enough food, and just again, just really pleased. Glad you were able to come up too.
Yeah, we were definitely gonna at least give it a good go to get there, and we were able to make it there, and you know, enjoy the time with you guys.
Definitely enjoyed the time with you guys there, and like I say, we were able to spend the time together, and that's kind of neat seeing your younger kids, and some of the younger kids, especially the foster children, there playing together. I thought that was kind of neat. They needed that.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Jeremiah was kind of rough getting, you know, going home, but we made it. It worked out. So.
Yeah, it was kind of a long day for him. I'm sure. I'm sure he probably could have used a nap, but he did really well. And yeah, glad you're good. You know, like I say, your kids got to see it as well. I think that's pretty neat in that aspect.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Didn't run into any construction. We held pretty good. It's pretty good. You know, we had some good gas mileage. Really couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. We went down, originally went down across 69 to 127. It was kind of out of the way, but like I said last week, I just wasn't going across two-lane roads this time. And in fact, I had heard yesterday or a couple of days ago, wouldn't you know that the Milwaukee Bridge northbound is open. So, you know, I'll go figure, but at least it's open for other travelers going north.
Yeah, that actually just opened up, like, just as we were rolling through, so that hasn't been open that long.
Yeah, it's just been a day or so. Could have went, I hit 75 north, but that's all right. It's all good. We got good gas mileage as well, and a good time. Didn't run into construction. I'm glad, too, because I'm 69. I guess they're going to work on the part of it. I think it's somewhere between Flint and Lansing. They're making crossovers. It started, I think, a couple of days ago, and it's going to be down to a lane. They're going to deal with that scenario next year. So I'm glad we got past a lot of that type of construction. Happy for no delays this time.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. Get that over with and deal with next year going north. But there's other ways up north too. So there's always ways around things.
Yes, absolutely. See what happens. I say next year. Reading about some of the things tonight for the meeting there, I guess you guys are working on the Red Bridge and other things in the book there that, the various steps going through there tonight, it sounds like.
That is the plan. In fact, we're going to try to record it. LAX is going to be recording the meeting, and we'll have that posted here hopefully tomorrow. And if you want to watch it, you can. You'll be able to watch it. So.
Oh, okay, that sounds good. I'll see if I can do that. I think the only thing I'm planning tomorrow is just running over the leaves, just mulching them in a couple spots. But other than that, not a whole lot going on. I'm going to the doctor on Monday, so I'll definitely have to try to take a look at it or take a listen to it. I think that should be good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're doing that instead of Zoom. It's one of those things where, makes it available, but, still encourages everybody to be there, and, works out, and Dean's really good at that stuff. That's kind of his special team. We made him the public relations person, so he's doing that on Facebook. It's nice to have the help. It's nice to have guys that are stepping up and volunteering and doing these things. It enhances our team, and it's nice. It really is.
Yes, I agree. Look at the app and some things coming across, and this person's posting some information, and somebody else is, and it's like we might say it takes a lot. Takes a lot off of you and off of Mike, and glad for that. Glad for everyone stepping up, and makes it their team. It makes it our team working together. So I'm happy. I'm happy about that for the group and for you as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It really is, and we got a good group of guys that work really well together, and a lot of excitement, and you know, John mentioned, you know, it's like, you don't see a lot of that, you know, in volunteering today, and that's what we want. We want that excitement. We want to build that excitement. Get people involved, and, you know, it's, volunteering is important, and even within the team, and, you know, it's nice to see these guys do that. I like that. I like volunteers. I like it when, you know, somebody steps up and says, hey, I can do that, or, hey, I can do this, and what do you think of this? And I'm like, hey, you know, run with it. You know, it's your baby, and you do it.
I totally agree, and I definitely, I think our words, concur with the words there. We're, you know, run with it. That's what's got to be done. So I'm glad to see it, and happy for it, and definitely have to keep it going, do what we can do, and keep going forward as we do.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it's like, you know, I'm hoping that you know, that excitement spreads over to the other you know, partnering counties and districts, and get more people involved, and you know, build something that's you know, strong. And you know, it's like you know, our goal is to be ready for, you know, our communities, but also to be ready for other, you know, neighboring counties if they need help, or they need us. I want to, you know, strong control counties. So
NAWCB, yes, agreed on that one there. And yeah, I don't know if you heard the Wayne County that last night. They were you know, they were talking about potentially, I don't think it's submitted yet, but I think they're talking about a wind link net, and doing that separate, and you know, just the other, you know, that they're talking about the meeting in person, and really, you know, really encouraged it. Just they said there was a lot, or somebody said within an hour, you know, an hour meeting, there was a lot of stuff in there, you know, a huge lot of things going on. So yeah, I think there are a lot of favorable things in the group, strengths, and the things that need to be worked on. So definitely a good favorable scenario here.
Yeah, we're hoping to get our hospital next running here, hopefully the next couple of weeks. We get something going. We have a command meeting tomorrow, so we'll probably talk about a lot of that stuff tomorrow, and a couple other things we want to cover, but, you know, trying to get things going. You know, we need that hospital net. I think it's important to have, and important to get going. And WinLink, that's a great idea. Might be something that our guys might be interested in as well. I know a lot of them are interested in WinLink, so maybe I'll let them know, and they can get into Wayne counties, or even if you know, we do our own.
Yeah, it seems to be you know, very again, it, you know, you use them as the program, and you know, exercise it. They've been doing various exercises too that are done, and I know I don't think they still do it. I think they do. Oakland County has done it, and they've done exercises with it, and they add to it. You know, again, like you say, you know, there seems like there's an interest in the group for it, and it seems like St. Clair too, if I'm not mistaken, has interest. So yeah, it's definitely something that could, as to the county, or even maybe a couple of them, or, you know, groups in the area, it would work out well.
Yeah, for sure. I know there's quite a bit of interest, so it'll be good. It'll be good to see and hopefully put together there and you know, get it out to the guys. And, you know, there's always lots to do. There's lots of different things to do with ham radio. So it's just kind of whatever sparks your interest and you know, piques your interest. That's what's important.
And I think as well, you know, what you were originally saying about the hospital app, you know, that was a staple with this group for a long time. And to be able to start that back up is a, you know, that's a big, you know, it's a big step forward. And, again, it's the testing of the equipment. It's, you know, seeing if the, you know, if the equipment's working in the hospital and how far we can communicate and so forth. So again, it's another thing that's a large step. You know, maybe you know, you can't participate in everything. There may be certain areas of interest, like you know, you were saying with some of the guys. You know, just looking over the roster, you know, you see where you know people are interested in stuff, and again, just to pick that up and run with those things. And if there's needs, you know, hey, you know, we have a need here. Okay. Can you help us with that type of thing? Okay, right.
Yeah, you know, it's like we, you know, we advertise, you know, as far as, you know, our emails to people and stuff. You know, you can pick and choose what you want to do and, you know, what you want to get involved in, and if there's just something that, you know, you can get into and, you have the time for it, great. If you don't, well, that's okay. There's other things that you know we can get involved in and do. And you know, I try not to make the you know, the requirements for membership stringent, because I know, you know, people have lives, and you know, when something you know takes the time, you know, makes it hard to get involved, and then people don't want to get involved, so.
And then WCB, yeah, you know, you want it to be a positive experience, and I think you said it too, you know, you don't want to burn people out. You know, they have other activities, work, and obviously family, you know, priorities there. You know, you want to create that little time frame that they can enjoy, the hobby. They can do as much or as little behind the scenes, but yeah, you definitely don't want it to where, you know, with an iron fist, you know, you gotta be here, you gotta do this, you gotta get this time, you know, it definitely makes for, you know, it makes it good, like that fun, it's enjoyable, and yet it's using your talent, using your equipment there.
Yeah, for sure. That, you know, that's just it too. It's like, you know, you do ham radio because you love radios, using radios, and you know, you do this hobby for fun. And when things stop becoming fun, and then it's just, you know, it becomes a job, and then it's like everything else, you know. And you know, you work. You know, some guys are retired, and you know, that's, you know, that's what they got. And, you know, the other guys that, you know, they're working, and you know, you don't want to have to do another job when you have to do another, you know, when you have to work your day job. You don't want to have to do another job on top of that day job. You want to be able to, you know, kick back and relax. And yes, there is a serious aspect of what we do, but you know, you want to have fun doing it as well.
Yes, agreed on that one. Absolutely. Yeah, you, like I said, there has to, you know, there has to be a balance. And like you say, using the hobby, you know, up north there, you know, took the opportunities there. You know, tried out the radios. You know, never got anybody up there. the only contact I made was you, and I wasn't able to get into the EMR side in Morley, about 10 miles from Big Rapids, but you know, as interested, you know, where you guys were at when you called the distance. Those are the types of things, and, you know, use that as an example of, you know, that's the enjoyment of the hobby. It's, you know, you don't say, well, I failed at this. I can't get out. I can't, you know, this doesn't work. You say, okay, what do we do to build on it? How can I improve on it, or, you know, do something better next time and not getting discouraged, but, definitely
keep
using the hobby,
right? Going
forward.
Yeah. It's like, you know, there's always something to redo, or, you know, work on an antenna, or work on this, or work on that. So, it's pretty cool. The hobby is, in my opinion, it could be wrong, but I think, in my opinion, it's probably one of the best hobbies in the world.
I agree on that one. I agree. You know, the kids even got to see a little bit. I brought one of my handhelds with me, and one of the kids asked me, if you worked for the police or something. I told him, I'm a ham radio operator, so he's worried, I tried to reach out, and, they heard the repeater down in Big Rapids. It's like, hey, I'm able to hit it from, from Reed City or whatever, and, then I kind of messed around with him there with the family, the FRS radios there, and, just, again, it's that type of stuff. It kind of, again, piques their interest, and, it's out there. Electronics is very, very cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, then, I'm here, so I'm going to hop out of here and head in, get kind of set up. We're doing kind of like a pre-meeting before the meeting. Good chatting with you, and hopefully you guys have a good night. Enjoy the evening. It's beautiful weather, 64 degrees, not too bad. We'll get that posted for you, and you guys will get to watch the meeting here, hopefully, tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds good. It was good talking with you, and like I say, tried to touch base a little earlier. We were probably busy, and that's all good, but glad we were able to hook up there tonight, and thanks for the ride along there. Hope you have a good meeting. I hope good attendance tonight. It's very productive. Like I say, I look forward to seeing, the recording or video. That'd be great. But anyway, enjoy your evening and your time off this weekend, and enjoy your family. Tell them hello, and wish you 73s and 88 to you and the family, and we'll catch you down the page. NAWCB will be clear on your mic.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88 to you, Mom. K-8-Y-N-U, Claire.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees.